We're talking lockdown and lowdown with our next guest. The Nelson District and Chamber of Commerce has been in the middle of the COVID storm through our region's economy for over 12 months. There have been some critical efforts by chambers throughout BC and across Canada, helping businesses stay afloat, pay their staff, lobby governments to eliminate cost of business, and more than a few times offer a good shoulder to cry on. Chamber of Commerce boss Tom Thompson is here to talk about Dr. Bonnie's curveball, some telling stats on where BC and business is at the moment, and some of the chamber's new and outgoing leaders. Tom, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Everything is great this morning. Fantastic morning, and thanks for you guys for doing a great job.
Thanks, Tom. Tom. It sure is beautiful out there. Tom, first, what are you hearing from your local members in food and beverage, in businesses that rely on group activities, and even from some of our places of worship about the three-week lockdown?
Well, I think a lot of it was really caught off guard. Most of the businesses were doing what they thought was right and doing all of the proper protocols. And when they got hit with the three-week temporary lockdown, that could possibly extend longer, certainly a curveball and a real challenge for a lot of these folks. So we're trying to work behind the scenes to the best of our ability to help move the dial for some of these folks. Well, they're forced to do just patio and or takeout service. And as you know, not everybody has a patio up yet.
Any businesses that are opting to simply close their doors, Tom, until the 3 weeks is up? This comes at a time of year when things have been pretty quiet or even worse for a year. Any folks thinking they just kind of got to hang up the keys for maybe just a little while?
Well, you know, this is one thing about this is it happened a year ago, so people have gotten a little bit more resilient. They know how to do things. They know how to quickly change and pivot to the direction that they need to do. So nobody in this jurisdiction that I've heard of at this point is doing that. Certainly others in other locations around the province have said, look, if this is enough, we just can't handle it. And I don't think too many people could handle it more than 3 weeks, and even that's going to be a challenge for some for sure.
Tom, what is the chamber going to do to triage the wounded, as it were, and what are you asking the city and other levels of government to do to help support the economy?
Well, from the other levels of government, certainly with this curveball that was thrown to the food and beverage sector, you know, is there any immediate relief they can provide? Is there any way of looking after some of these folks' costs, making it easier to access loans or grants? Not necessarily loans, because a lot of these people have already taken on a lot of debt, so looking for some financial support over the next month just to say, look, we were planning and doing things every way we were supposed to be doing it. Clearly around our area for sure. This is a regional, it's more of a province-wide issue. But, you know, locally, I think everybody's been doing a very good job of trying to keep things to the best of their ability. So provide some relief to those folks for sure. Other relief potential for down the road is greater tax relief, more support for wages, like the wage subsidy program, and then just more effective cash flow relief. It's really a real challenge. So, and then locally, last year we were really instrumental working with the City and Development Services and Council to come up with a temporary patio bylaw, and that was pushed through really quite quickly. So we applaud the city for that, and we've been working behind the scenes with the administration and some folks from Development Services to try to get that in force for this year again. And just yesterday at a council meeting, when they were talking about the budget, they did provide some relief to businesses in that sector with waiving of patio fees for the year. So that's really 100% positive. And, you know, we were working hard to try to get the downtown cleaned up as quickly as possible so that once all of the dust is off of the roads, you can now start getting patios out. So we're a fortunate jurisdiction that we've got a council and a public works crew and some people in development services and an active chamber pushing for things to try to assist business to the best of our ability. And some of that's coming to fruition. So we're very thankful to the council and the administration for making some of those changes.
Safe to say maybe, Tom, that this three-week stint is really one where there's not too much we can do because by the time it starts, it might be over. It's just sort of a batten down the hatches and keep our fingers crossed and hope that this just ends as quick as we're hoping in 3 weeks' time.
Well, you have to hope for that, but, you know, the one thing, you know, you listen to other jurisdictions around the province, and, you know, they're in the same situation as we are, but we may be a little bit further ahead with, getting patios out. You see a couple of them out already, and then this morning as I was driving into work, others are quickly scrambling to get theirs in place. And, you know, so that's a good thing. You know, the sooner we can get this turned around and get people sitting outside and the weather cooperates to be outside, that's certainly positive. But it's not an easy road, and it hasn't been easy. And there's been times, I'm sure, where people have thought, you know, should I just close my door and wait until this is all over? But at this point, we've, you know, we're resilient, and we continue to do what's necessary.
Tom, any decisions made in yesterday's city budget meeting that will help businesses survive the latest setback?
Well, this one for sure, the temporary patio bylaw was reduced again for one more year, so people were allowed to go out and get their patios in place a little earlier than they should be or would normally be. And also, just the waiving of fees. So that could be several thousand dollars that winds up going back to those folks instead of paying for the space in front of their business like they normally have to. Mm-hmm. Waiving of those fees because of some COVID-19 relief money that they got from the provincial government earlier this year.
We're speaking with Tom Thompson, the executive director of the Nelson and District Chamber of Commerce. We should mention, Tom, there was some great news from the real estate sector from Bonnie Henry on Monday. She was saying that tracking is showing little sign that the virus is being transmitted in small retail outlets because they're doing their jobs, keeping folks at distance, keeping their hands clean, their staff and customers are masked. So just wanted even just to mention that simply so we could give a kudos to some folks who've been working very hard and doing, you know, setting a great example.
Well, our businesses around here have been stellar at trying to adhere to the mask policies and all of the PPE requirements and all of the COVID requirements that WorkSafe has put into place. And, you know, I think it really is kind of a regional thing. It seems like that Fraser Valley and the Vancouver Coastal has an awful lot of cases that are happening right now. Our numbers throughout the province are extremely high. They're higher than they have been since the pandemic started. Now, that being the case, around here, yes, there's isolated incidents and things that we need to be diligent to control, but it's certainly not the same situation here in our Kootenai boundary, West Kootenai region, that we have in other parts where they're more populous.
Tom, there's a few stats that small business landscape that gives us a pretty good view of the small business landscape. We just got a couple of minutes left, and really wanted to get to some of the important changes at the chamber. Can you rattle off a couple of quick stats that speak to things like percentage of businesses that don't think they can last more than 6 months, those that are still relying on government support? Any interesting numbers you can kind of give us rapid fire-ish?
Yeah, rapid fire, basically, you know, people are feeling a little bit more optimistic. They were prior to this, you know, prior to this last lockdown, but, you know, things were looking pretty good. Decreased sales volumes had been reported by about 72% of businesses throughout the pandemic, so most businesses have been impacted to some degree. 51% report increased operating costs because of the costs associated with the restrictions, etc. And about 62% of businesses reported revenue had decreased by over 25%. So, you know, a lot of people have been hurt quite substantially. And the last report that we had from the BC Mind Reader was about 73% of businesses were using some form of government support during the COVID-19 last 12, 13 months. So a lot of people still requiring support, and probably more support is necessary.
Remarkable to hear that almost three-quarters of businesses here locally are relying on the government in some capacity.
Incredible. Yeah.
Incredible. There's some big news at the Chamber, Tom, and a new roster on the Chamber Board of Directors. You got Scott Grimshaw. Scott Robertson has moved on. The Kootenai Co-op's Amanda Vergen is now aboard. And folks will also remember Amanda from Whitewater. You got Paul Cowan from Cowan Office Supply stepping up, Tanya Finley staying on as a director, but departing as chamber president. And VP Paul Weiss steps into the top spot. Karen Bennett moves to VP. A few quick comments on Tanya Finley's efforts as the president this past year. She's a dynamo, politically activated, and living COVID in the trenches. What do you have to say, Tom?
Well, you know, when you've got somebody, you know, our board is made up of nonprofits or business people, a cross-section of the community, and somebody that was adversely affected was the food and beverage sector. So having somebody like Tanya that was there, you know, we have to make sure that we're looking after all of the sectors, but Tanya was certainly there to let us know how things were being impacted, and certainly with the work that I was doing with her, and, you know, there's lots of conversations and lots of emotional times. It was kind of challenging for her and for all of the other people in that sector. So, yeah, Tanya did a good job, and we're looking forward to the rest of the board continuing to come on board, like people like Amanda and Paul Cowan, and keeping us focused on some of the issues that their business sector is involved with. And Paul Wiest has just got a lifetime of experience as a person with worked for Community Futures for 18 years as their general manager, and he's got his own consulting company that works all around the province with the communities. So he's a wealth of experience. And Karen Bennett is certainly locally connected and nice. We've got a good succession plan in place at the chamber where people move through the trenches and then up into the executive. So we're pleased that the people are on board, and thank all of the guys that just retired, the two Scots, great folks. And, it's kind of a who's who of business people in Nelson if you look back at the roster of chambers of commerce over the years. So a lot of good folks that have been working with us and guiding us as volunteer directors.
Tom, thanks a ton for the time. We'll look forward to having the new chamber president, Paul Wiest, on soon. Great work, and again, thanks a lot for helping get all our listeners and getting us up to speed on how things are going to look here in the next 3 weeks.